How many bush?
So that must have been about 12, 13 sacks to the...
To the 18?
Yeah. Not that much, about six. About 5 or 6 sacks to the acre.
Did they ever measure it by bushels?
Well, what you got to do it is break it down, because it takes 62 pounds to make a bushel. And the sacks they had about 150 pounds in each sack. So what you got to do is just take it.
Oh, that's how much you'd plant.
Well, no, that's
much you.
That's what they would put in a grass sack when they like when they was harvesting. They put a 150 pound in a sack. Like you get a 25 pound bag when you buy them. Well, they would put them in a 150 pound bag. That meant you had to load it on a truck and truck it to the mill to get it dried and clean.
Yeah. Where was the rice grown mostly?
Well, you had most of them would haul it to rain. They had a couple of little places around Church Point that were grinding, but they had to go over there to dry it. You didn't have no...
And it was grown in a certain area. What would some land grow rice better than others?
Yeah. You had bottom spots. If you had a hill where you couldn't get the water too good, you didn't make no rice. But if you had a flat field, you could flood it good, get enough water, you would make.
Yeah. Okay, now the highland farmers, what were they? Did y'all have any hills around here?
No, this, we did have two. This show wasn't a hilly place. It's pretty flat country.
Just a little rise in the land would be called a...
Well, I know if you got, you know.
Okay. All right, or you ever heard it, you open the door, you hold on to the door?
Nah.
Yeah, have you ever heard it call that, a knob? A place in the land call that too?
No.
Okay, a knoll or something would be just a little small?
Yeah.
And would there be any around here, like, let's see, what about a place where say, the water had cut a kind of a deep place back in the woods? And there'd be water standing there a lot of the time, you know?
Yeah, you get a whole lot of that. You get that out of the fields, too. But when they start doing the farmers, they start putting pipe drops. What they do is put a pipe to drain the field. So like that, it don't wash. It goes through the pipe. But if you just leave it year in and year out, it'll wash so bad you can't do nothing with it. What the farmers doing now, everybody putting pipe drops.
But back in the old days, the water would make a what? Make a...
Oh, it would wash you, what the heck do we call it? A gap. And in them time, in the olden time, I don't think it was as bad. Because your gullies wasn't as deep as they is now. And your water wouldn't flow as much.
And go on flow, you see, going on flow. Because the drainage couldn't take it like it do now.
Yeah.
Because you did like, we used to go in any little canal and catch fish and crawfish and everything. And now, okay, you don't have that.
Yeah. Did y'all, in other words, that place would be called a what? Where?
A washout. Because, you think if it would rain a 6-inch rain,
yeah,
it might would take 2 or 3 days for it to drain off the fields. Mm-hmm. And that's, your water level would drop, it would run off. But what happened right now, you get a 6-inch rain, the water going to go down about in a day. Your gully going to flow.